It's a cold and snowy Wednesday night as the Northwestern women's basketball team prepares to take on Chicago State. The band booms and the cheerleaders smile and wave toward the stands as the players warm up, a perfectly executed show of school spirit. The only problem is the stands are almost completely empty. Where are the students? The student attendance for Northwestern's men's basketball games recently hit an all-time high, reaching 1,511 students at the game against Rutgers on January 11th, according to a post made by the official Northwestern men's basketball Twitter account. However, women's basketball games are struggling to see even close to the same support from our student section. I was able to see this firsthand when I attended their home game this past Wednesday, January 25th, where I found that I was one of four students in the student section. I talked to two other attendees, Medill sophomore Maggie Rose Barron and Weinberg sophomore Tess Wagner, to get more insight on why this may be.
How often do you attend Northwestern women's basketball games?
I would say pretty often, whenever I could get to them. This year, I've been to, I would say maybe four or five.
I'd say more often than most people. I've probably been to three or four this year so far.
So what's the problem? For one, Northwestern tends to provide transportation for women's basketball games much less frequently than they do for the men's games. The Northwestern Student Game Day Transportation and Parking page lists scheduled shuttles for seven men's home games this season, not including the shuttles scheduled later for games like Rutgers versus Northwestern. On the other hand, only four women's home games have scheduled shuttles so far. This poses a number of obstacles for those who want to show support for our women's team consistently.
I took the inner campus today, and I'm taking a safe ride home. I think women's games are not as accessible as men's games. There are never buses, and I'd like to get to more games, but I don't because there are no buses.
I feel like half the time I've walked because there haven't been any buses, especially there was a game Sunday and there was no 201 running. Either I take the 201 bus or I walk. It's definitely so much worse for women's games. There's not like an easy way to get there. Like, you have to figure it out yourself. And, you know, it's easier for me because I live further north, so it's only like a 20-minute walk. But if I were living on South Campus, and it would take like 40, 45 minutes to get there, there's no way that I would be making it all the way up there to those games.
The transportation options available are quite discouraging. The CTA 201 bus rarely runs past 8:30 p.m. during the week, and only on Saturdays during the weekend. The intercampus shuttle appears at each stop once every hour, and the walk from the Welsh Ryan Arena to the northmost point of campus totals to about 25 minutes. This, in combination with Evanston's notoriously brutal winter weather and students' typical busy schedules, makes the idea of attending a women's basketball game without shuttles less than appealing for even the most dedicated of fans.
It takes more time and effort that you have to put into it, which shouldn't be the case because it's just going to a sports game.
It definitely demotivates me going to the games, especially when it's cold out.
Although the men's team boasts a better record and more successes compared to our women's team this season, the lack of buses for women's games seems to be a trend that extends beyond just this year.
I had the same problem last year. There were nights where I'd go out and then decide not to walk the 20 minutes in the snow and the cold.
I would honestly guess it's been going on for a while, which seems even worse considering last year and, you know, years prior to that, the women's team was the team that was good, not the men's team.
Both Barron and Wagner agree that scheduling shuttles for more women's games would likely increase the attendance and are hopeful that this will change in the future.
There's definitely a difference, I would say, in the games. You know, there was a game yesterday, and there was hardly any students there because there was no shuttle running for that game. And I think they've had some games in the past where there have been shuttles, but I definitely know that those games are more attended. So, yeah, it definitely makes a difference.
I think it should be more equitable between the men and women's games.
For WNUR News, this is Izzy Pareja.